Hi, this is Josh, and this is the Inside Selling Podcast, a podcast about selling without selling your soul, where I explore how you can sell without being slimy, manipulative, or gross by just being yourself and making your prospects smile when you reach out to them. Today on the show, we've got Morgan Glepsy. Am I pronouncing that right, Morgan? Am I butchering your name?
You're so close. Gillespie.
Gillespie. Okay, thank you, Morgan. She is an account executive over at Terminus, and she is using video to reach out to prospects that she thinks Terminus can help. Morgan, thank you so much for joining the show today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
So let's go back before you started using video. What were you doing to book meetings with prospects?
Yeah, so I was sending lots of emails and making tons and tons and tons of calls, hoping to get people on the phone. And I was, you know, just following that process. I was told if I follow the process, it'll work and you'll set those meetings and, you know, ultimately hit your number by doing that. So that is what I was doing before.
So what's the problem with that? I mean, follow the playbook, send the emails, make the calls. Why change? Why not just do that? You keep doing it. That's what everyone's doing. Why not just keep doing that? Why not conform?
So I was always taught, so I was a somewhat of a sales major in college, and my professor always told us work smarter, not harder. And I kept thinking back to that. What can I do that's smarter that's going to give me the same or better results? So I started hearing about video and I got naturally curious because I'm just a naturally curious person. And I saw that people were, you know, kind of messing around with all this video stuff, sending it through email to their prospects. And I'm like, I think I'm going to try this thing out. I mean, what can it hurt just to try something? So I, you know, started experimenting with it. And at first I didn't see a lot of success. But that was because I wasn't doing it the right way. But I knew that if I kept going with it and kept tweaking it, I'd get to a good point. And so that's the beginning of my story right there.
You know, you're bringing up a really good point, Morgan. You know, oftentimes people will write off a strategy or a tactic like video, but really it's about the execution versus the tactic. Tactics can be done poorly or can be done well. And I think that's really what you're getting at, which is not giving up on the tactic, but improving how you're executing it. But let's go back to email for a second. What was it about the email that wasn't firing on all cylinders for you? What was the frustration you were seeing?
Yeah, so with emails, you know, I had some decent open rates. Typically, that first point of outreach, you're going to have the highest open rate. But I didn't have a strong enough message I felt like I was getting across. You know, I would do a little bit of research and, you know, throw that into my emails, but it just wasn't hitting home as much as it could be. As far as, you know, making those phone calls, it's harder to get a person on the phone these days. It's just the reality. We have a lot of robocallers out there. People are more hesitant to answer the phone. And I was still having some great phone conversations, but it was so cold that it was catching someone, catching them and shocking them that I was giving them a call. So those were kind of the two different areas that could have been improved. And I can talk a little bit more about how video improved that once I learned how to execute correctly.
So it sounds like you're experiencing the debilitating feeling of rejection when you were making cold calls. It didn't feel good on your soul. So you were starting to look for other ways to reach out. But I am curious, when you did pick up the phone, how did that go? Like, I'd pick up the phone and say, hey, this is Josh. What'd you say?
I say, hey, Josh, Morgan Gillespie calling from Terminus. How are you doing today? Or did I catch you out of the blue? Typically, they're like, yes. Yeah, you did. Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh, gosh, this is already bad. and then I say, well, hey, I know I'm catching you off guard here. We haven't spoken before, but I just want to let you know I'm calling from a company called Terminus. I understand you oversee X, Y, and Z efforts over at X company. Wanted to see, we're selling account-based marketing software. So wanted to see if account-based marketing is a strategy on the radar for you guys. Typically, they're so shocked in that moment. And they're like, who's Morgan? Who's Terminus? I don't know, maybe account-based marketing is on the radar, but I need to take a step back here before I can even decide how to answer this. So the first, and kind of jumping ahead of myself here, the first way that video helped me was it helped me by making my phone calls better. So that was my warm intro. If they didn't respond to me through my video outreach in that first email, by God, they remembered me when I gave them a phone call.
Yeah, it's interesting. I was talking to Shoshi Weinstein on the podcast a couple weeks ago, and she equates that initial phone call to like walking up to someone in a bar that you don't know, and you're trying to strike up a conversation. It's awkward.
It's uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's uncomfortable. So when you're experimenting with video as that initial touch, tell me a little bit about what you learned in the beginning, the early days of experimenting with video.
Yeah. So I use a tool called Cadence, what I did as an SDR. And I said, okay, I know a lot of people are doing these breakup email things. Like, why not throw a video in there? So I started making videos for everyone that trickled down to the end of my Cadence that had never responded to me or picked up the phone at all. I said, this is the last ditch effort kind of thing here. So I started making videos for people at the end of my outreach. I thought this was a great idea at the time. Little did I know that was not a great idea.
Well, talk me through that. We talked earlier about not so much the tactic, but the execution. So give us a sense of what those early videos were. I know exactly what you're talking about with the breakup email. You got ran over by a unicorn, that kind of thing. But I'm curious to know how you executed that in the beginning. Talk to us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so it was funny. Sometimes I would play some sad music in the background and I'd say, hey, I've been reaching out to you over the past few weeks here and I haven't heard back. Would love to just see if account-based marketing is something that you guys are looking into. This is how we can help, so on and so forth. Those didn't really get opened. I think maybe out of the 50 I probably made, maybe like two or three were actually clicked because they had already written me off by that point.
Okay, so you do the breakup videos. It's not working. Rather than giving up on a tactic, you do a version 2.0 of the video. Walk us through what you did next.
Yeah, so version 2.0 came from a big company initiative, actually. So we at Terminus said, hey, we have to be able to do account-based marketing or account-based sales in the best way possible. So we're going to incentivize our sales development reps to go after their best fit target accounts in a very thoughtful manner. And I said, well, I've been experimenting with this video stuff, and I guess I can try this out. So I said, why don't I try doing video at the beginning of my Cadence and giving him that best first impression that I can possibly give. And so that's exactly what I did. I would go in, I would research the company, I'd research that specific person, and I'd make them a video. And it was night and day. I mean, they had never heard from me before. They probably had never heard of Terminus before. We're a smaller startup, and especially at that time, about a year ago. And the results were insane. And not only was it something that I was doing, but everyone across the team was starting to do this as well. And they said, well, it's working for Morgan. We need to start doing this and roll this out and make this standard for our team.
All right, Morgan, so take me through the process. Go step by step. How do you do this?
So let's start with step one. Step one, pull up that person's LinkedIn. Come on, like it's the year 2018. Everyone can get on LinkedIn and research someone. So for this specific example, let's talk about that craft beer video. I was researching someone in marketing at a pretty big company that talked on her LinkedIn about how much she loves craft beer. And I said, why would I ignore something like this? And so I went ahead and I kind of made a note. I said, she loves craft beer. Let's do something here. Let's do something with this. Then I went to the company's website. I start looking at their customers. That's very important for me to know. I'm trying to help these people, you know, break into accounts that are similar to their customers. So I start looking into their customers. They're big enterprise logos. It's hard to break into an enterprise account. So I say, okay, this account is a great fit. And this person likes craft beer. How do I make this correlation here? Some people will be like, there's no correlation at all, Morgan. But I started talking about how account-based marketing can reflect craft beer, essentially. So if you think about it, we can talk about Natural Light or even Bud Light if you really hate Bud Light, but generating a lot of crappy leads is like drinking crappy beer, essentially. But account-based marketing is all about focusing your marketing efforts on those cream of the crop, best fit target accounts. So essentially a craft beer, something that's been, has, you know, a lot of time goes into a craft beer, a lot of energy goes into a craft beer. So I tried to make that correlation there. So I took that and I said, based on the fact that you're going after cream of the crop enterprise accounts, it seems like account-based marketing would be a great strategy for you guys. So that's kind of how I tied it all together. And I try and do that with multiple things. I've done that with, I went to this guy's LinkedIn, you know, that's step one, go to the LinkedIn. And he likes to run marathons. And so I said, account-based marketing is a lot like running a marathon. It's a long-term play. A lot of thought, energy, and time goes into account-based marketing. It's not short sprints like generating quick leads.
So are you scripting these out before you record the video?
I kind of speak from the heart. I'm not really big into actually building a script. The one thing that people forget about videos is that videos are authentic. And you don't want to act not authentic in a video because people are going to catch that very quickly. So if you write out a script and you kind of have it on your computer and you're staring at the screen too much, people are going to recognize that. And they're not going to be as sold on you as a person and as sold on what you're trying to sell.
Yeah, totally. You know, something else I noticed when I was watching your video, it wasn't just what you were saying, it was how you were saying it.
Yes. So it's funny. I try and be very outgoing in my videos. So I could have like, I could be heads down all day long and, you know, you wouldn't hear a peep from me. But when you get in front of the camera, it is important to be very outgoing, very likable, and excited about what you're selling. But that also is the same case when you're cold calling someone too. So no one wants to hear from someone that's monotone, that doesn't have any inflection in their voice, that can't emphasize what's important. And so it's, I think that people who are good at cold calling can definitely just be just as good at making videos as well.
Got it. Okay. So let me put you on the spot for a second. Pull up my LinkedIn profile. Let's pretend that I'm a prospect for Terminus. I'm not sure if this is on my profile or not, but to make this a little bit easier, I am a triathlete. And I want to see how you connect the dots, how that mind works of yours between triathletes and Terminus. So just give us a little taste.
You know I will. Okay. So Josh, hold on 1 second. Okay. So Josh, Morgan Gillespie over here at Terminus. I hope you're having a fabulous Friday so far. Wanted to make this quick video for you. I'm sure you receive tons of emails every single day. Wanted to do something a little bit to break through the noise. So Josh, I've been researching you. Understand that you're a triathlete. And I realized that with being a triathlete, there's a lot of time, a lot of energy that goes into, you know, winning a triathlete. It's a long-term play to get there, which is why I believe account-based marketing and training for a triathlete can almost go hand in hand.
Second City, watch out. That was some pretty good improv over there from you, Morgan. Love how you connected the dots between doing triathlons and Terminus. You know, one of the things I noticed about your delivery is that you really believe that Terminus can help your prospects do something better. And you really, you can't fake that.
No, you can't. You cannot fake it.
Yeah, so I think the key takeaway here is it's not just the message, but you really have to believe in your heart of hearts that your product can help someone do something better. All right, so Morgan, let's talk about metrics. How are you measuring how effective this approach is?
That's a great question. So I went back actually, and I said, how many of the meetings that I sourced as an SDR was influenced by video? And it was around 77%. So the way I looked at it is, people aren't always going to reply to your videos. People are busy. People, you know, may not have time to reply, or they may not even be interested. But it's that first point of outreach that's going to make that best impression possible. So it could either be I made them a video, and then the next day I picked up the phone and called them and had a conversation. But, you know, spoke about that video. Hey, I made you a video. I sent it your way yesterday. Not sure if you had a chance to watch it or not. Although I actually know if they watched it or not. And I would open up the conversation from there.
So that's interesting. You're actually referencing the video when you cold call. So how are cold calls different once you actually start referencing the video?
It's funny. It really changed my conversations from that, what I talked about earlier, to there. They're like, either they're like, oh yeah, I watched it. That was so great. I'm sorry. I just haven't had a chance to reply to you yet, but I'm interested. And then a lot of the times it would end up being like a 10-minute conversation because they're like, well, can you just tell me a little bit more like what you guys do before I take this 30-minute meeting with you? And then I get more of an opportunity to kind of sell them what Terminus does. Or if they hadn't watched the video, they're like, oh, you made me a video? Really? And I'm like, yeah, I sent it your way yesterday. Sometimes they'll like literally pull it up as I'm on the phone with them. And they're like, oh, here it is. And I've heard people actually like sit there and watch my video while like I'm on the phone with them. And so it's just a very different conversation rather than just, hey, I'm calling you out of the blue. Is this on the radar for you?
Yeah, totally. It makes that initial phone conversation a little less awkward because you're referencing something that probably made the prospect feel good. And I also sense there's a little bit of a reciprocity thing going on here. You took the time to create this video just for them. Do you feel like your prospects are want to sort of respond in kind?
Yeah. So I believe that, like, and what I've learned being in sales is that it's not always about like, you know, receiving a demo, receiving that, you know, that contract. It's about giving. It's a healthy balance of giving and receiving. So if I give you this gift, what can you give back to me? If I don't provide any value to you, you're not going to be able to give me what I'm looking for as a salesperson. So that's kind of how I look at it. You know, I'm the first person that's like offering that up to them. I offered up my time. I offered up a specific way that I believe we could help your business because I researched you and I researched your company and I have a general understanding of how your business works.
And I'm just curious, how many videos do you make in a given day?
So as an SDR, I was making about 15 videos a day, anywhere from 15 to 20. That sounds like a lot, but each one of my videos, it's a little over a minute to a minute and a half, just depending on, you know, how detailed I can get based on what I find on them. And once you get into the rhythm of making tons and tons of videos, you're kind of just train your brain, like where you have to look on their LinkedIn and where you have to look on someone's company's website to figure out, okay, now I can connect the dots for them. Now that I'm an account executive, it's a little bit harder for me to make as many videos. I still try to shoot for maybe 2 to 5 a day, just depending on how many calls I have that specific day.
And what technology are you using to make the videos with?
Using Vidyard. Yep.
Okay. So Vidyard, Morgan, if there are people out there that want help making videos that can help them start more conversations, how can they get in contact with you?
Through LinkedIn. Find me on LinkedIn, Morgan Gillespie.
And if there are people out there that want to learn more about account-based marketing and how Terminus might be able to help, Morgan, give the plug.
Just go to Terminus.com or reach out to me specifically. I'd be happy to talk with you.
And don't make Morgan make a video for you. Just tell her you want to buy the product.
Come on, guys. Make my job a little easier on me here.
Morgan, pure gold. Thanks for joining the show.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me. I enjoyed it, Josh.